What's up, everybody? We're back in the house again tonight on this great dynamic Tuesday evening. I want to welcome you back to the one and only, the only one, Kiss God Radio, right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. Y'all, I'm Pastor P, and I want to thank you for being with me for the next 30 minutes of your evening. This is such a wonderful, wonderful day, and I pray that you had a good day, great day. And if you didn't have a good day, great day, know that you got a good God for a bad day. And I want you to keep in mind that He's one of a kind, and He is the God that loves us beyond anyone could ever love us. God loves us more than we can ever imagine. And I want you to know that Kiss God is about that, learning how to love God, learning how to love yourselves, and learning how to love others the right way. Our motto here is that we worship, we wait, we win. We believe that if we learn how to kiss God, that we could stop kissing the wrong people, right? I love it when I say that. And so it takes time. It takes time. It takes learning. It takes listening. It takes applying what you have learned on Kiss God Radio. So right here, y'all, we're going to do our best tonight to give you something to help you to grow as you are on the go. Every man and every woman who is single tonight, we are here to help you to cultivate confidence in your life, that you are a gift to God and you are a gift to mankind. I know people don't like to say that. They think they're a gift to mankind. I am a gift. I am a gift. You need to feel like you're a gift to mankind. God created you and you are a blessing and you are a gift. So know that. Know that. Know that. All right. All right, y'all. Listen, I'm not going to give a lot of preliminary because, again, sometimes I run out of time, but I do want to say I want you to download loveradionetwork.com app. Do so, please do that. I tell you, you could take love on the go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can fall in love. You could take love on the go and enjoy it with others around you while you work out, while you're at home, while you, you know, just in the park. You could take love on the go. Dynamic programs on Love Radio Network is doing so much. It's just a great platform, you know, dynamic music programs for men, women, children. It's just awesome. And so a little bit for everybody. All right. So we're here to give you the best that we got. LoveRadioNetwork.com. So listen, y'all, I got something to say. So let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for your grace, your mercy, and your peace. Bless this message tonight as I speak to the gift of singleness. I thank you for every man that is listening tonight and every woman that is listening. And Father, I pray they do not get off this platform the same way that they got on, but with more of you and less of themselves. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, people of God, over the last couple of weeks, and I don't feel led to get off of it, so I want to really stay on it. I've been dealing with the listening skills, and I know that somebody may say, okay, enough, but let me say this to you. It's not enough. It's really not enough. As much as I talk to people who are dating, people who are looking for a mate, and just by the way that people talk to other people and how they block other people, you need to listen to last week's message about building blocks or be blocked, right? That's has to be one of my best messages, building blocks or be blocked. And people want a mate, right? People do. You know, some people do, not everybody, but those that do want a mate. It's not all about getting a mate. It's all about maintaining a mate. And the first skill to maintain good relationships, even like I said, friendships as well, is to learn how to communicate. and listening skills is the part of communication. Now, Ernest Hemingway said it like this. He said, "I like to listen. I have learned a great deal from listening carefully." He says, "But most people never listen." So listening comes in many shapes and sizes. And so what I want to do tonight, I want to break down the listening skills in a unique form, right? And recognizing each type of listening, it'll help you improve your ability to become an active listener to any scenario, And you're going to discover how you can use these listening skills to change the mindset, and also just to be successful in your businesses, you know, better business people. All right. So I want you to check out the three types of listening. You have the empathic listening, informational listening, and the critical listening. And those are types of listening. And people don't really think about it. The empathic listening, informational listening, and critical listening. So we're going to talk about those tonight, and I'm hoping that you can, take some notes. And again, why is this important, and why is it coming from Kiss God Radio? It's coming from Kiss God Radio simply because you are not alone, and God has made us relational people. So Kiss God is about learning how to love God, learning how to love yourself, and learning how to love others the right way. And one of the things I'm hearing is that people just don't know how to speak to people. They don't know how to speak to others. They don't know how to speak to the cashier. They don't know how to speak to the person they're in the relationship with. They don't know how to speak to their children. Children don't know how to speak to their parents. And husbands don't know how to speak to their wives. Wives don't know how to speak to their husbands. It's like really crazy. Like, does anybody have listening skills? You know, and empathic listening is so critical and so critical, because you want to learn how to take your listening far beyond just understanding someone's words. You follow? And listening is a language. So let me say this to you. Say, for instance, you married somebody or dated somebody. I don't want to take it that far, but dating somebody who's blind. You fell in love with a blind person. You would have to learn their language, Braille, right? Someone who is deaf and you're in a relationship with, you would have to learn sign language, right? So language is so important. So say, for instance, you fell in love with somebody from another country, right? You don't know how it happened, but it happened. But they don't speak your language, or very, 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 very little of your language. You have a problem. You have a problem in the relationship, right? So you have to learn their language. They have to learn your language. So in any relationship, you have to learn language. You have to learn how to listen. You have to learn how to communicate. And that's really what these words that I want to talk to you about tonight, the empathic listening does. So if you're out with a friend, say, for instance, let me give you this. If you're out with a friend for lunch and he's basically picking at his entree, not really talkative like he normally should be or normally used to be, you've asked a few questions, but he's just not feeling very chatty. He's not chatty tonight. So as an empathic listener, now's your chance to use some of those empathetic listening tools that I shared with you a couple of weeks ago. So you know that it will be right to support how your friend is feeling. So using that active engagement, you respond empathetically to his discouraged comments. And you may say something like this: "I've been there." And that's what you say openly. "I've been there. And I just want to let you know, I'm here for you if you want to vent or if you want to chat. But we can just, you know, we could just chill out. We could just relax here too. You know, we don't have to talk. But if there's something I can do to help you, I'm all ears. Are you with me? And so what happened is your thoughtful response to his low mood and nonverbal cues, you know, while he's like slouching down in his seat and just picking at his food. That's the first step to empathetic listening. And by showing this, you're engaged, you validate. That's good that I say that you are validating his experiences. What he's feeling, you're validating it. Instead of saying, "What's wrong with you? Something's always wrong with you. Why are you so quiet?" Oh my God. Yeah, I don't care. You don't want to talk, then I'm going somewhere else and whatever. You see, those kind of things affect your relationship. And you just cannot respond like that. Listen to me. If you don't learn how to be an empathetic listener, then your relationship is in trouble. If you're always going to react to the person because you just don't understand them as they're saying something wrong or idiotic, your relationship is in trouble. You must learn how to read and to support the person's feelings. Because what you're doing, people, is that you got to make a space for them to open up. And not only a space, but a safe space for them to open up if they want to. If they don't feel like talking, you don't force them to talk. You have to start relating to the speaker. You gotta foster a deep connection. And it's always a way to indicate that you're not judging how they feel. And I think a lot of times people judge the other person, you know, the person that you're dating or the mate or whomever it may be, you're judging how they feel. But on the contrary, you want to understand them. You respect their condition, and you're willing to hear their thoughts, and you're willing to hear their feelings. Are you with me? So an empathetic listener or listeners, they're constantly reading the room. They're feeling what you might be feeling. And that's what that's really all about. You're looking at the facial expressions. You're looking at the body languages, you know? And so the more empathetic listeners, they take this step further by using even emotional intelligence. And with emotional intelligence, you can respond with the speaker's emotions in mind. And at the same time, you begin to regulate your emotions, which may get, you know, heated during the conversation. See, so you want to make sure that you're paying attention to how they feel. So as your friend starts opening up, right? As your partner starts opening up, as your child starts opening up about some horrible recent news or experience that they went through during the day, you can hear the raw pain in their voice and their tone while you are actively listening to their story. You use emotional intelligence to understand the variety of their emotions. And you start to go through what they are experiencing. They feel grief. They feel frustration. They feel stress. They can even feel hopelessness. Why are you getting upset at their feelings? You see what I'm saying? And this is why people shut down. This is why people don't want to talk. This is why people talk to other people. And then they say, because you don't understand me. Come on, somebody, talk back to me here. Well, I can't hear you if you did, but nevertheless. So what you want to do, you want to offer support. You want to offer your understanding with no judgment on how they feel. Are you with me? All right. Now, the next one is informational listening. And informational listening is so important because you're listening for purely informational purpose. So as you can imagine, much different than consoling a struggling friend. Think of situations where the goal is to soak in information for educational, work-related purposes. So, you know, you may be in a college classroom, seminar, professional training, or whatever it may be. So you're constantly surrounded by information. But when somebody is speaking, it's as if your mind is computing the information that they are giving. So let me give you this example. So you got to ask yourself, the information that's given, are you really listening to it? Do you understand it? And that's where the art of informational listening comes in. You're storing a new information in your brains. You see? So people who have this particular skill of informational listening, they are training their brain to gather what the speaker is saying, right? And they are getting into what the speaker is saying, and they are making it work, putting it together. They are comprehending it, they are applying it, and then they are able to take proper notes, and they are able to repeat what they just heard. Because that's what's important. Because you want to be ready just in case you said, do you understand what I'm saying? What did you get out of what I just said? You don't want to say humana, 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 humana. You want to say, I was listening. I heard all of the information. I processed it. And now I'm ready to say something back to you. That's what informational listening looks like. It's a technique that people can really appreciate, that because people want to be understood. I want you to understand me. I want you to feel me. You don't have to feel what I feel, but I want you to feel me. You got to focus on what the speaker is saying. You know, again, it's important. And if you go into seminars, you got to learn how to take good notes. You got to learn how to focus and make yourself alert when people are talking. There's a process, and you got to learn how to even rephrase information. Are you with me? And then there's critical listening. There's critical listening. All of this is important to have good relationships. All of this is important because people are talking and they're not understanding one another. Because here it is: empathic, informational, and critical. It helps you to connect, because that's what you want to do in any relationship. You want to connect. Listen to me. You can be intimate with a person and you ain't connecting with them. You want to connect. You see, and I will say this, many people can communicate, but it doesn't mean that you're connecting. So the listening aspects, the three that I'm giving you, it helps you to have that connection. It helps you to grow in your relationship by communicating, by talking, by connecting, by understanding. So let's get to the critical listening. So you heard the empathic and you heard the informational listening. And now let's dig into this a little deeper. There's a type of listening that's a critical listening that involves an in-depth evaluation. So you find yourself heading into a situation where you need to utilize the power of critical listening. So here it is. Let's get down to it. What do negotiations sound like? Debates sound like? Brainstorming sessions have in common? All of them require analysis and evaluation. So the reason an event may be different, but the method is still the same. Basically, critical listening allows you to examine the speaker's message as they speak. While they are speaking, you are examining the message. You might weigh whether the speaker is being sincere. And this is important when you first meet somebody. whether they're being sincere or accurate, as you hear them out. What's between the lines of their messages? This is where people get twisted. This is where they get twisted. They're not reading between the lines. Is something being left out? You know what I mean? Is someone trying to, hoodwink you? You know, is somebody trying to get over on you by their swag? You know, by going around the bush? Something's being left out or ill-informed. Is the speaker really equipped to discuss this subject? So all of these are questions you need to consider if you're trying to solve a problem or make a tough choice. Because you could be sucked into something simply because you were not a critical listener. You got it? All right. So we got to get to that point. And we must know that we talk every day. We talk every day, but it doesn't mean that we're good listeners. It doesn't mean that we're good communicators. And it does not mean that we are connecting. And a lot of couples stop talking. And when people stop talking, there's a gap. There's a gap for the enemy to get in. Right there. Because there is a gap in the communication. Hey, hi, how you doing? I'm good. Had a good day? Yep. How's everything? Fine. What you want to eat? Nothing. You're not hungry? Nope. Okay. Good night. You see, what we have to do, we have to cultivate a listening mindset. Literally, we got to cultivate a listening mindset, and it builds our relationship. But the reason why there's gaps is because somewhere there was a breakdown in the communication. And I just really don't want to talk. Now, here's the deal. I know that people are not going to want to hear this part. It's not that I don't want to talk. I just don't want to talk to you. Because you never try to understand me. And we must start being empathetic listeners. We must start being informational listeners. We must start being critical listeners. So when you go out tonight, when you go out tomorrow, when you go to work, I want you to think about these things that I'm saying to you. We must be better listeners. We have to have that mindset. We must start having empathy. And when you listen to someone, try to put yourself in their shoes. Come on, people. You know, try to understand it from their point of view. And you can't have empathy without validation. Sure, you can step into someone's shoes and see the world through the eyes, but you can't accept their emotions. You know, can you recognize their feelings? Basically, again, validating someone shows them that you care. Validate my feelings. It shows them that you connect with their experience. You want to really get into his heart? You want to really get into her heart? Then you must begin to understand how they feel. You got to be curious. Because a mindful listener is curious. A mindful listener is patient. A mindful listener, there's a self-awareness. There's an open-mindedness. Ready to listen to what you're saying to me. And people, singles, listen to me. When you are ready to talk to somebody, when somebody is talking to you, be engaged in the conversation. Be engaged in the conversation. And people don't want to work on this. They want to travel. They want to run. They want to, you know, be intimate. They want to have a good time. But there's some building blocks, some things that y'all got to really work on. You want to have great, strong relationships. Then you got to work on that empathy, that mindful presence. You got to work on that the curiosity. You got to work on the patience. You got to work on the open-mindedness. You got to work on that self-awareness. These are listening mindset components. You got to work on it. And it's like it's boring to say, hey, when you get home or when we go out tonight or, you know, on Thursday when we get together, can we work on some communication skills? What did you just say? Serious. Nobody wants to like actually work on the relationship. They just want to do the relationship. You got to make listening like your occupation. And if you make listening and observation your occupation, you're going to be gaining much more in a relationship. You really will. You'll start paying attention to your mate more, your friends more, your child more, your coworkers more. You'll start paying more attention when people speak. And this will help you to not only communicate, but connect. Y'all, my time is up and I thank you for yours. I'm Pastor P and I wanted to let you know we got to keep it real with you because I'm telling you, I guarantee you, the next time you talk to somebody and the next time somebody talk to you, you're going to think about Kiss God Radio right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. Y'all, I'll see you again next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray you go in peace and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, you know what to do, man. Take us to the bridge.